بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this kitab of ilm, knowledge, the knowledge of deen, the great virtues, importance and benefits of it. Hazrat Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu said,
What must I do in my house, my car, my garage? He's thinking about it. But this iman, we don't even think of it, forget on a daily basis, not on a weekly, monthly, not even yearly. Perhaps in our life also we to try and put it in our terms. This iman is our passport of Jannat. Hey, what a great thing. Yeah, in this world, anyone who travels anywhere, most he's worried about is his passport. That my passport, which are even perhaps sinful things, and we cherish it so much, whereas the real treasure of iman, that we don't think about. We really have lost our values. It wasn't long. Our elders, our immediate elders, forefathers, they used to value it, made them shine in the world. And till today, even non-Muslims look at them with great awe and respect. Even we take the name, radiyallahu anhum. What was this? The one sole factor of iman. So Allah has blessed to just go and fan it a little bit and let it glow. And suddenly it will catch fire. And we have seen with our eyes how many such youngsters and how they have changed their lives. So this iman, one thing Ta'ala has spoken about. The second, all animals, what we call Zulu chickens, what we call, and animals that graze on their own, that are not given feed, who graze on their own, they eat such herbs and such things which are extremely healthy. The goat particular, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained one incident, one place where monkeys were troubling the people a lot, coming, eating their fruits, their things in their houses. So the people put poison for them. So the monkeys came, they made how it makes silk. The silkworm didn't go to any university to learn how to make silk. From the animals we learn. So anyway, so animals also know they must take their prevention, their protection. They must be on their guard. When we, special occasions, special people who you cherish and you love, and you want to give them when they come, hot samosas. So everything is ready, the frying pan, the samosas ready just to be fried, and now you hear the cars have come, they are getting off. Save yourself from spiritual harms. That one, it is a big harm, that oil, sizzling hot oil fell on the child, and how everything changed, what was going to be such a joyous occasion. Like that, wallah, our spiritual, if we don't take treatment, they will cause such a havoc and such harm in this world. And the worst we will realize when we go in the qabr. If a person has to die with pride, a person has to die, hey, doesn't let us rest nicely. You just want to test your sugar, that prick of the pen, such a small prick, but it's also, it's painful, you don't like it. How are we going to tolerate the scorpions and the snakes and the hitting of the malaika in the qabr? So this, then they say they must have da'wat mizaj to do work of tabligh. Then slowly they said, even just so much, they have some taqwa in them. And they have some tawakkul. They are not money, they are not money inclined. They want to do deen. And I'll just mention one point here. For many of our ulama friends, also especially we who make bayan regularly, many times we make bayan of a certain thing, but where to get that thing, that we don't give them the address. Also topi, kurta, he comes right, masha, great benefit. But for the spirit, the ruh of that amal, the essence of it, and for it to be accepted by Allah, the production of sincerity, that these things don't bring toward those people who have got this taqwa and who are genuine people who have got this taqwa. See, one example from Bukhari Sharif I will give you to see the value of this. We all know this example, we must have heard it, just to refresh. 100 murders now. But again the thought came to him that no, it's wrong what you have done. 100 murders, what will happen to you in akhir? Now he met an alim Rabbani who knew the laws also and who knew Allah also. that Allah's mercy is vast were forgiven and told him to go and make your tawbah in Nasara, where the pious people. So just in their company, Allah's great help will come to you. He was on his way, he passed away. Farishtas of Jannat also came, and Farishtas of... So the Malaika of Jannat took him and he went straight to Jannat. So this is just the intention of going to the pious people. Being in the company of the pious people, Allahu Akbar. What won't a person get? Where won't Allah Ta'ala? How many people? For example, it is really shocking to me. It is very, very shocking. A young girl of 17 years who became bay'at, and her emails come. Unbelievable that today we know that you have shown us the road to Allah Ta'ala, that we have found what enjoyment we have found in our lives. So this is kunum as-sadiqin, and Allah has presented, and we of Stanger must make even more shukr. May Allah reward. Haji, you gotten, is it necessary for me, not necessary for me? What is it? There is an occasion at least to get that amount. And when we'll attend all these programs, inshallah, Allah will open to us and we'll see that we'll make our own decisions, inshallah. May Allah accept. Then we won't get good results. May Allah give us that unity and give us full results also. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala. This is a very great and honorable address. This is the royal address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person only realizes that who are the people of Iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah, rahmatul alayh, has mentioned so beautifully the tarjuma of Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He says the meaning of Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is, eh, meri chahito bando, O my very special friends, my very special close ones. Once you have become, I see the context of this world, there is so much red tape to try and get some contact of this world. The contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is so to say offering His hand of friendship. That, O people of Iman, I have blessed you with Iman, and that you have recognized I am your creator, I can disobey my Allah. I can displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this taqwa Allah ta'ala says, as you build it in your heart, your level of friendship becomes higher and higher, and there's no end to the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, and all the time they are in the remembrance of Allah, and they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit in the company of these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. If you want this love of Allah, you'll get it by the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Ahlullah has taught us, مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهْ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. Whoever hasn't got time to make some zikr, to make some dua, to ponder over the greatness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala won't fill his heart with nur. This world will just explain that how Hazrat has put it so beautifully, that we'll get the real treasures of this world also. And what are the treasures of this world? This is also directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Whoever reads this wazifa 7 times morning and evening, then the great benefit, Allahu Akbar, the great benefit of dunya in this wazifa is, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, all these worries Allah ta'ala will take out from your heart. And like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh, Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim al-Ummah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Daum Barakatum, mentioned so beautifully that if Allah
La ilaha illahu wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu wa alayhi tawakkaltu.